The state of California is fighting a battle against the chemical perchlorate, which is used in rocket and missile fuels. The state's aerospace and defense companies, as well as the military, have used a lot of perchlorate since World War II. And in recent years, perchlorate has been turning up in California's water supplies. The state has suggested that even tiny amounts are worrisome, so communities have shut down wells, filed lawsuits, and begun costly cleanup efforts. But all of this has taken place without any good evidence that even the most contaminated water has made anybody sick. NPR's John Hamilton has the first of a two-part series on perchlorate in California.
If there's any place in California where perchlorate might have been expected to hurt people, it's Rancho Cordova. The city lies just east of Sacramento and right next to one of the nation's worst perchlorate spills. Larry Ladd lives here and has spent years looking for signs that the chemical has caused health problems. He'll give a perchlorate tour to pretty much anyone who's interested.
Ground zero would be on Hirschfield Way, which is right there.
Ladd points to a well enclosed by a chain-link fence. It's Well 13, which provided water to nearby homes until it was shut down in 1997. At the time, California was telling communities they should be concerned if perchlorate concentrations reached 18 parts per billion. Several months ago, California announced a health goal of just 6 parts per billion. Ladd says that by either standard, Well 13 was off the charts.
Well 13 had anywhere from 200 to 400 parts per billion. It's usually like around 250. And I've basically focused on the one block street adjacent to that well 13, and only houses you can see from that street. You know, that's my study area.
Ladd has delivered leaflets about perchlorate to every house in the area. He's also gathered information on people who've reported certain health problems. Ladd says his efforts have led him to at least one person whose illnesses could be linked to perchlorate.
If anybody's been poisoned by perchlorate, it's been Andy Pennington, because he was the wrong guy at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Andrew Pennington lived just a few steps from Well 13 back in the 1980s. He's moved to Texas since then and is suing the company blamed for contaminating Rancho Cordova's water. Pennington agreed to a phone interview, but didn't want it recorded. He said that since leaving Rancho Cordova, he's had a series of health problems, including thyroid cancer. Ladd thinks that's highly suspicious because large quantities of perchlorate can affect the thyroid gland. But Marilyn Underwood of the State Health Department says that in this case, scientific research isn't on Ladd's side.
All the looks that have occurred so far, both in animals and humans, do not lead you to believe that there would be such an effect on the thyroid that it would lead to thyroid cancer.
Or any other type of cancer. Perchlorate affects people by keeping iodine from reaching the thyroid gland. Enough perchlorate can eventually reduce the thyroid's ability to produce hormones. Doctors know this because for decades they used very large doses of perchlorate as a treatment for thyroid disease. So Underwood has been looking for signs of thyroid trouble in Rancho Cordova. She's focused on newborn babies. That's because their thyroid glands are thought to be especially vulnerable, and because hospitals test the thyroid of every newborn.
That is a set of information that had already been collected on infants born in this area of Rancho Cordova. So we could look back in time and say, gosh, what exposures occurred to these mothers, and did the infants that were born to them have any changes in their thyroid function when they were born?
A preliminary review found no change. But Underwood says it's possible that study could have missed subtle effects on thyroid functions. So she's doing a more precise study, which she hopes to have out by the end of the year. In the meantime, Larry Ladd says he remains skeptical about scientists who downplay the risks of perchlorate. He says that skepticism can be traced to an experience he had as a child.
My grandfather got his education in an old community called Wheat, Tennessee, which during World War II became the site of the uranium enrichment plant at Oak Ridge. And I remember as a kid in 1967, my grandmother being all upset about all the people with blood cancer. And my father, who was a brand new PhD, said, "Now, Mother, the scientists are very careful about this and nobody is getting hurt at Oak Ridge." And then 30 years later on the front page of the New York Times, you find out Grandma, who had no more than 8th grade hillbilly education, was right.
Perhaps because of Larry Ladd and environmental groups who insist perchlorate is highly toxic, local governments have preferred not to give the chemical the benefit of the doubt. Even before California set its current health goal, some communities had begun closing any well with a detectable level of perchlorate. And that's brought a whole new set of problems. Some places have run short of water. Others have spent millions to clean up contaminated wells. Sometimes they get the companies that spilled the chemical to take on the task. Mike Gerard is a project manager for Aerojet, which owns the site where perchlorate appears to be getting into Rancho Cordova's water. Gerard used to work on rockets for the space shuttle, one known source of perchlorate contamination. These days, he's focused on removing the chemical from local water supplies.
We're now standing directly on top of the sand filter.
The sand filter at Aerojet is part of a water tank the size of a two-story house. It's the final step in a costly purification process. By the time the water gets here, it's already been exposed to millions of bacteria that once lived in strawberry jam. Here, they thrive on a diet of alcohol and perchlorate. The organisms break down the chemical. The filter we're standing on removes any leftover microbes.
What you're looking at right here is the waste sludge in this very small cylinder that's about a foot in diameter. The large area that surrounds this small tube is actually the treated water. And when you look down through it, you can see the water is absolutely crystal clear because it's now contaminant-free.
Aerojet says it's spent about $40 million so far removing perchlorate from the water here. It will cost many times that amount for every tainted well to meet the state's new health goal. Some people think the state's reaction to perchlorate has been out of proportion to what seems a minimal risk. LaDonna White is a family physician in Sacramento and president of the Golden State Medical Association, which represents black doctors.
To spend so much money to further regulate something that is currently not harmful or doesn't appear to be harmful, it blows me away. We are fighting so desperately as physicians to keep our patients who cannot get prescription drugs or cannot afford to get prescription drugs to stay alive and have a quality of life.
The Federal Environmental Protection Agency is still trying to decide whether it should set limits for perchlorate nationwide. As part of that effort, the National Academy of Sciences has been called in to review all the evidence, including the findings from Rancho Cordova. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Tomorrow, how perchlorate threatens one city's future.